Hi. Welcome back. This is Javier, and I'm here with Gina, Amelia, Naomi.
Yeah.
This is our second podcast, and we will be discussing chapters 6 and 7. I'll start off. I'm going to skip for a second chapter 6, and we can go back to it. I just want to talk about something in chapter 7 that actually kind of, like, agitated me. Reading this book, especially that chapter, was really depressing when it came to serious things like medicine. The whole, like, saying something, like, if you can't prove something, you just take another something and try to prove that is a little messed up. He brings up the point that when you're testing medicine on bacteria or a germ killer, don't say what kind of germ it is. Don't say that the germ's in a test tube, and also don't mention that the correlation between germs and germs in your throat, there is none. And, like, and that's how you get people to believe that the medicine works, and that's, like, evil.
I think the scarier thing is that they're saying that this is a medicine, when actually what they said was it's actually just going to burn your throat a little bit to
right.
make you think it's working,
mm-hmm.
but they actually dilute it, because if they didn't dilute it, it would actually, like,
destroy your throat.
And they don't even
Which
care
is
about,
like right,
people.
That's the
They're
scarier
just trying
thing,
to make money.
Right, is that it's not actually about the product at all.
But then also just thinking about all the medicine and, like, in my cabinet, like, stuff I take when I get sick, like, it's not doing anything.
But you like to think that it's helping you.
Right, but now that, you know, reading this, it's just, like, the job of a doctor, is, like, supposed to help someone. It's supposed to, like, you know, or job of medicine. And, you know, it's up to doctors and scientists to create something that will help people. But I don't understand why I guess it's just easier to say, to just do some testing in a test tube and say, oh, it works in here. And then just...
Except it doesn't sound like they even did that.
I don't understand why they're not trying to help people.
I mean,
I don't get why
money.
It's... Yeah.
Money. But then I
is.
Think that this is just, like, sort of an example. I don't think that in most major medical... I like to think in most major medical things that this isn't necessarily the case that they go through.
Right, but we don't know.
Animal testing and human... Well, not animal testing, but, like, human trial testing kind of stuff. But...
Maybe it's all a lie.
That is a very good possibility, yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to prove, is that you don't know.
Yeah,
right.
But what are you supposed to do with that information? Just keep on going and just being like, well, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, maybe it's all just a lie. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, they want you to
just
believe them. And then I guess this whole point of the book is, and the whole point Mr. Miles is trying to make, is that you should be questioning everything at every moment of your entire life.
Right, but
you can
question it. You can question it, but how is that going to help you? Sure, okay, I think about it for a little bit, but...
Well, there are good products out there, and questioning it can help you save money and steer away from the bullcrap products.
But then that's hard, because then it's like you go online and you look, and it's got all these numbers and figures, and you don't know if
it's
true or not.
It's like buying clothes from companies that don't use... human trafficking or
you just
clothes
have to
manufacturing.
Do, like,
yeah, but
small
then
research
yeah, you have
it.
To do the research. But then all of those products are a lot more expensive,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, the everyday person
right.
can't afford that.
Yep.
Like American Apparel,
mm-hmm.
free people, some like yeah,
American
it's
apparel.
Yeah. So like they don't use factories. It's all made in the U.S., but.
And it's
that's great, and I would love to shop there, but it's expensive.
Can't afford
it's
it
not
yet.
Even that it's throughout this chapter that it's lying. It's just not saying, or maybe it is lying. It's just not really pointing out some obvious things. Like
yeah.
he made the point that fog's not dangerous because more accidents for cars happen in clear weather than fog, and the point of that is that there's just more clear weather than fog, so of course more accidents are going to happen.
It's all about, like, ratios. It's like they're not taking the ratio of, like, it's actually sunny this many days and this many things happen, so it's this percent of time, and then doing the same thing for fog and realizing that actually more accidents happen in the fog, it's just there are less foggy days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Same with planes. You said that modern planes are...
Right.
Getting more dangerous than
right, yeah,
early
that,
planes.
It's just they're just more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's more flights.
Oranges.
Right. There you go.
fruit.
Right. You want to go back to chapter 6?
Wait, I want to, if we're on chapter 7, okay. I want to kind of make a comparison, like a something I was talking about with my aunt and cousin over the weekend with to the polling, like calling people. So we were talking about, of course, the presidential candidates and whatever, and my cousin just goes, who even gets polled? Like, you see all these polls, like, who gets polled? And my aunt raises her hand, she's like, I get polled all the time. And my cousin, and, like, all the young people at the table, like, I'd say, like, 30 and under were like, we never get polled.
Right.
No one ever calls us. Like, but then all the older people were like, yeah, all the time. And it's selective sampling. It's picking the people. So, like, these polls that we're seeing, like, Donald Trump in the lead, like, they're not accurate.
Because they're basing it off of all the old people who answer their phones.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys watch any, like, political shows, like, Realistic Fiction? Like, no. I've watched
I watch a lot of The Newsroom.
I like Parks and Rec.
No. I watched a lot of West Wing, and in that, okay. It's, like, very prominent, and, like, they're very factual, but they talk about they talk about polling all the time, and they're, like, talking about who they're polling, and they're taking these random people from random places who opinions will benefit them the most.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's all about that. It's sway and favoring.
Yeah. And also young people don't have landlines, and that's really how they call people. So,
which is also dumb.
Landlines are a mess. Okay, should we go to chapter 6?
Yeah.
Which chapter 6 actually is a blatant lie and is kind of illegal.
Yeah, it sounds...
The whole, like...
To me, it seemed a lot more of lying than deceiving. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of these are, like, deceitful. Like, this one's just straight up lying.
Yeah.
This one's, like
it might be
false.
Yeah, it's just wrong. Which I feel like you have to, like, maybe I've fallen for it before, but now hearing it, I feel like you have to be really dumb to fall for this.
Right, yeah. I'm thinking, like, it's just like, oh, that's so obvious. Like,
yeah, like, when he was saying it, I was like,
money
bag thing that it's... should only be twice as big, but the picture is four times as big.
Yeah.
I guess they get away with it just because they say it's twice as big, and they have so many, like, reasons if they went to court to, like, protect them. Like, oh, it was a bad drawing, and can't sue us for that. But also, like, no one cares enough to sue them, and most people just believe it.
Right, no, yeah.
Well, the other thing that there was that labels might make it more believable, but labels are ugly.
Yeah.
So they never end up actually telling you what it means.
Right.
Because, like, I feel like in lots of graphs you have the unit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to put the units because it's ugly.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's always, like, smallest print at the bottom.
Which is then
like magnifying glass to read it.
Yeah. So then you're reading a graph, but what are you reading? Because you don't know any information about it.
That Ricky Gervais commercial for,
Verizon? Yeah.
Yeah, where he's like, it's like, oh, look at this. It's this other... cell phone thing, and it's like, oh, look at that, all the way at the bottom. Graph does not represent whatever.
Entire country was like,
and then he's
like,
and he's just like,
all
right, fine.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
And, it's sad in the way that it's not like every person who makes pictorial graphs or bar graphs are, like, bad people or companies.
Right.
It's just, it seems like it's the only thing that works to get the message across to people. And I, to bring in an outside source, in aerospace, we watched Apollo 11,
mm-hmm.
right? Or, yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how after the first moon landing, no one really cared enough about the moon landing until someone was going to die.
Right.
And that, like, correlates to just us as the human race. We don't care about any of these things unless they're made,
Like,
people need to deceive statistics to make people listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Right. Republican debates, like, everyone's like, for a while, the Democratic debates were so... Boring.
Yeah, but
just
the
because
GOP
there's no fighting, which is a weird feeling because, like, I want to watch the Democratic debate.
We were having this,
but like I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. And I'm like, okay, this is good, this is real. But I'm like, oh, I just want to see some fighting, and I hate it. I was like, why do I want to do this? And
coming to consensus and closing out. Chapter 6 seemed illegal to us. People could really get away with this stuff. And chapter 7 was depressing. And we came to the conclusion that it's really hard to display statistics with good intentions and not lie with it.
Yeah.
Because people just don't care. And this book is suffocating me.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We're off. Have a nice day.
Bye.